first, we're talking a little bit about the email and how people tend to bring things up on email that maybe should be saved for private conversation. You know, sometimes people use the email for a little bit more than it's intended for. Or just, you know, just to, it almost like starts awkwardness. Like this apology I got from this girl I used to work with in Lawrence. She had quit that job and gone to Kansas City for a different job before I got canned there. And so, you know, I got canned there, come here and everything. And then back in February, we met up at a guy who still worked in Lawrence's place and had a big shindig thing. Well, she's there at the party and everything, and she's causes a big drunken scene. She's, like, yelling at people, and, you know, she wants to drive. And, I can't drive! I'm driving! You know, and just it's a complete wastoid, you know, just sloppy as can be. The host of the party's trying to keep her from driving home. She decides, you know, that she's going to drive. And then she goes outside. I can't find my car. Where'd my car go? My car must have got stolen. And then, like, we go down a couple blocks, and she had gotten in her car and moved it down a couple blocks and then walked back to his place and then said that her car was missing and she couldn't find it. It's like, what are you doing? You know, what are you trying to do? What are you trying to pull? Well, she sends me an email sometime after that apologizing and everything. And, you know, you look great. Give me a call if you're in Lawrence sometime. I'm sorry for, you know, the way how I acted at the party. I know that was kind of embarrassing for everybody to witness and da-da-da-da. Well, I was like, okay. And I just recognized that I got the email. Didn't say anything back. And then Sunday of all days, I get an email. So I'm led to believe by the no response from an email, from the email I sent you, that you think I'm repulsive. I hope not. I was wondering how you were doing and if you still dislike me after my foolish behavior at Danny B's. I didn't hear back and that bummed me out. Sorry if I disappointed you. I hope you're doing well and that things are going excellent for you. Just thinking of you and wanted to say hello, so hello. Smiles. Jen. Now, this is a full 6 months after she sent her first apology email. And it's like, why do you care that much? I mean, you're checking it every day to see if I apologize. So, what's the deal? I mean, do you agree with me on this at all? As far as, that's kind of a weird thing to send on email. You didn't acknowledge my apology.
She was confused.
What would you have written back? I did email her back yesterday saying, I'm sorry, I didn't know you wanted a response. Here you go. So, what do you think? 539-9750 or 238-0975?
Alright, I think this woman emailed you, not the whole apology thing. She emailed you because she's got a crush on you or something like that. And she's pissed off because 6 months later you haven't said anything and she's put out everything to you.
Yeah, see, there's no way. I mean, she was just married and everything. It's like, I don't know. I'm not interested. I thought it was
really... Women are weird.
They are.
Women are crazy. Well, I have a friend who's obsessed with you. Women are crazy, I'm telling you. Women are just... They don't understand what borders exist, everything.
Do you agree that the email sometimes, people send things on email that they wouldn't normally say to somebody's face?
Yeah, a lot of that's because they got no balls to say it to you, to your face.
Yeah, so that's one of the reasons why I'm kind of anti-email. I learned real quick, like when people first started getting emails and everything and sending stuff out, that you probably want to stay away from anything that even resembles something serious on email.
You know how many people break up with people in email?
Yeah.
Email is not the way to go.
Yeah, it's sometimes it can be a terrible technology. I think it's good for, you know, dropping a quick line. You're like, hey, what are we going to do tonight? Something like that, but if it's, are you mad at me? Anything along those lines where it's like either looking for forgiveness or looking to start a fight or something.
Yeah, well, that's immature for her to send you an email saying, are you mad at me? No, you got drunk. People get drunk, do stupid shit. That's stuff. I'm sorry. That's people. It's just what they do.
Well, thanks for the call this morning. We appreciate it, all right?